Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Andrew Oman is back with us, too, ladies and gentlemen. Andrew is a member of our Brain Trust, one of our newer members, and he's the founder of the Olive Tree Network. And he helps organizations like yours and mine put their best foot forward in the marketplace, make sure that that if we work hard and do the right things that and follow a few simple fundamentals. They're simple to remember. They're not always simple to execute, but that's what Andrew's going to help us with. If you do that, you'll probably find some kind of success. And he's our friend, Andrew Oman. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Excited to be here this new year.
It's good to have you back. Andrew, I was telling the audience earlier, one of the things that I've been talking about for a long time now is this concept of success. And the good news about for small business owners is we get to define success however we want to. Whatever level of sales we want, whatever level of profit, of financial success, or maybe balance in our lives, maybe just happiness. Small business owners don't have to march to the tune of some Wall Street analyst or shareholders or whatever. We can define our own level of success. But there are certain things, there are certain fundamentals that are generally accepted as key to successfully staying in business and being a good citizen to those around you. And you've come up with some of those, and I'd like for you to talk to us about those right now.
Yeah, thanks. You know, success is definitely a kind of a subjective term, but the most important thing when we're looking at success is that that you have something sustainable, that you have something that's operational, that you have something that you can do day in and day out. And we have seven different components that make up a successful organization. You know, honestly, we could spend you know, hours upon with each of these subjects, but mm-hmm. That's what they are for right now. And it always starts, the very first component of a successful organization starts with the vision. And the vision kind of has two different points. It's first, internally, where are you going? And most entrepreneurs have a pretty good idea. I want to make this product, and I want to have it in these markets.
Right.
I have a good five-year internal vision. But what many entrepreneurs lack is, what vision am I casting for other people? When other people look at me, what do they see? And is it easy to explain what I do in seven words or less? What is my company? And so the very first component of a great organization is clear vision, both internally, where are we going, what do I see, and externally, when people look at me, what is the vision I give to other people?
So
what's
the first,
one clear message?
The first one, and I call that inside your four walls and outside your four walls. The inside your four walls vision, that's from the standpoint of your business model, where you want to go, who you want to serve, how you want to serve them, that sort of thing. The other is a product of the second one is often a product of the first one, isn't it?
No, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and it always is the product of the first one. We have to know internally where we're going. But it's so important because all your customers, your vendors, when they look at you, they say, what am I looking at? Is this a mm-hmm. clear picture? Is
right.
this a clear vision?
Right.
So having a clear vision is important.
Another thing, the second one that you talk about is leadership.
Absolutely.
And that's, you know, this week, by the way, folks, on our poll question on the homepage, we ask about that. We ask about what are the characteristics of a successful leader. Coincidentally, Andrew, and so far, vision is number two, and the ability to communicate is number one in terms of percentages. What people think is the most important thing. This leadership thing is multifaceted, isn't it?
Absolutely. There's many components that go to a great leader. and most of the time at the leadership team. Look, great organizations. America, it was not built in a vacuum. It takes a combination of fantastic people. Even if you are a sole proprietor, you have to make sure that you have the proper team that can carry your business across the finish line, that can carry this vision forward. It's more than the person just simply pointing it in the right direction.
Right.
It's that person who's going to walk the steps and take the business across the finish line. So we say your leadership. And remember, you don't have to be all things to all people. You can surround yourself with other leaders, and you can have your own business. You can have a sole proprietorship.
I think that's important to remember, Andrew, and that is that even though you're the leader of your company, that doesn't mean that you should be the only leader in your company. If you have employees, you should be growing leaders, shouldn't you?
No, absolutely. Bringing people up to your level, or even bringing up others to a higher level, surrounding yourself with competence and initiative is important.
Right. The next one is content. That's an interesting thing. A lot of people, if we came up with what makes a successful organization, content probably wouldn't be the thing that would leap to mind.
Absolutely. And when we say content, we like to explain it like this. If your organization is a tree, what is the content of the tree, or what is the fruit?
Right.
What are you making? Do you have a product? Do you have a service? Is it well thought out? Is it developed? Are you going to come up with a wireless headphone product? Well, is it developed, or is it just an idea? So many entrepreneurs start businesses, and they say, you know, now I just got to be able to create the product. You have the core competencies to be able to create the product or service. So that's what we mean when we say content.
When you say content, you're talking about the critical mass of the company in terms of what it takes to market.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm talking about what your value proposition is to your clients. What do you give them? What's your product, your service, your curriculum? I mean, churches have to have a content.
Everybody
nonprofit.
Does. Yeah.
Everybody has something to give, right? It matches your vision.
Right. I like the value proposition thing. That's always a good intuitive term. You know, why should anybody care about whether they should do business with you? What attracts them to you? We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Andrew Oman. We got some more of his seven elements of a successful organization. We'll be right back. Andrew is the founder of Olive Tree Network. Stay with us.
Got a black magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.